coming right up in a couple seconds.
Oh,
Vincent Schenker, I love him. I hope you enjoy that also. He together with Shlomo Carlbach, as I mentioned earlier, the two of them were great influences on my love of Jewish music. Okay, this is, I got to say, it's one of my favorites, renditions of the Fir Kashas. Of course, last week you heard one that I traditionally played every year, 25 years or so. It was the Americaner Fir Kashas. But this clearly is wonderful, wonderful. And let's see if you can guess who they are. Okay, they're the Milofsky sisters, yes, with the Fir Kashas.
Hallelujah.
Okay, that's the Malofsky children. Actually, I think one or two of the boys, two boys were in it at the time. Many of you recall in the early 90s, I guess it was 1992, I did a two-hour special. I went to Lakewood and I sat with a tape recorder in the kitchen with Goldie and two or three of our sisters and one of the surviving brothers. And it's really the most often requested show that I ever did was the two-hour special of the Malofskys, telling stories about their dad and their family's friendship with Yosla Rosenblatt. And of course, I played quite a few of their wonderful recordings. Now, you know, this evening, this separates the fans from the non-fans. There's this basketball game starting in a few minutes. And if you're a real fan, you probably have the game on mute. It didn't start yet, but it's just a few minutes away. I know Alan was telling me that he's going to have a problem come Monday Night Football. But, okay, this program will be archived in another week or so. I hope you forgive me. My engineer is working diligently to put it together. He said it might be done before Pesach, but I'm not pushing it. I would say right after Pesach, you'll be able to listen to all the programs at any time that you wish. It'll be great. You just hit a little button and you can go back and hear the first, second, third, fourth shows, whatever. We're even considering streaming some of my old radio programs, but we'll leave that for another time. By the way, you can reach me through the email. It's cbjmusic@aol.com, Charlie Bernhardt, Jewish Music at AOL.com. Okay, it's time for one more Pesedecha song, and it's David Werdiger and Sons from a 1984 album. It was called Father and Sons. Let's hear Ki Lo Noeh. Ki Lo Noeh.
Sick of yonder life, the fall,
Well, of course, those of you who know about Jewish music, you know that David Werdiger is the father of Mordechai, or Mordechai ben David, Mordechai the son of David. So MBD was there, and Mendy Werdiger is also in the choir with their dad. And I have to get the names of the other brothers and Mishpucha who perhaps were on that recording. That goes back, as I said, to 1984. And, of course, you know that Mendy Werdiger has been very kind to put me on his website and to allow me to put my own website together with his. And I'm most appreciative, Mendy, for all the help that you've given me. And of course, at Deret Records is one of my favorite places, and mostly music on 13th Avenue. If you need anything in the way of Chazonis or Hasidish or any albums, that's the place to go to. Okay, Mickey and Eva, I don't know how you feel about Shlomo Kalbach, but this is his third album. It was in 1965, 44 years ago, can you imagine? It's 44 years ago already. I think his first album came out a year earlier, his first two albums, Borchi Nafshi and Esso'enai, 1963, 1964, somewhere around there. 45 years. Look at the impact he has had on Jewish music. The third album was called Wake Up World, and we're going to hear the selection, Wake Up. Wake up, brothers. Why are you sleeping? Dawn is coming. It's time to say your prayers. Time to recite psalms. Time to fill your heart with a little Torah. It's time to be a Jew. If you don't wake up, what kind of a Jew are you? What are you doing in this world? And how will you face the next? This is Gewalt, an early Kalbach selection.
Gewalt Brüder, was schlaft ihr? Eins, zwei, drei, vier. Gewalt Brüder.